Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Nothing told us how to do it.
Ow! Oh, good morning! Oh, my goodness. I didn't even know my mic was open already. That's how much fun I'm having in the studio this morning. This is your host today, Minister Kim, and I am excited that I am here with you today. I want to welcome all of you, my family, your friends. I'm back. If you're tuning in for the very first time, sit back and just have an awesome ride with us. We're going to have some fun today. I know they talk about it's Halloween, but every day I wake up, it's the Lord's Day. Amen. And I, Minister Kim, do not celebrate Halloween, but we're going to have fun every time that you tune into the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We want to make sure that you have some fun, get a gleam of hope, and continue with your day in the Lord. So, again, we want to welcome you, and we want to encourage you to continue to tune in every Saturday morning with us. And if you miss any of our prior episodes, you can always log in at www.themorningglory.org and listen and then give us your feedback. You can also be a part of our online Facebook page, which is The Morning Glory IVO Hope. And I just want to take a few moments of silence. Today is the last day of October 31st. And you know that all of us, or most of us, is wearing pink. I've been wearing my pink banners and, you know, my wristlets. And just to say to those who are dealing with breast cancer that I'm here with you. You know, I'm supporting you, I'm praying for you, and I believe God. And then there were those who battled, and they are not with us. But that does not mean that they lost the fight. Amen? We are never losers in the kingdom of God. It just means that God took them home because he knew that he had a better plan for him. Only he knows. So we just want to have silence for a few moments in honor of Breast Cancer Month. We want to let you know that we are here for you, and you keep striving, you keep fighting, and you keep believing there is a cure, and that's in Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. It gets better when you manage your money. Yep, that's the topic for today. I know I said it before. I try to give you information that's going to have you thinking. You know the holidays are coming up. I know there's been some advertising going on already in reference to what you're going to get for Thanksgiving, how you're going to get the turkey and all this stuff. Well, guess what? You need to learn how to manage your money. These holiday tricks is going to get you busted and disgusted. You're going to be aggravated. You're going to be ignored. You're going to be frustrated. All of the stuff that really we don't want you to have. We want you to feel good. We want you to use wisdom, and we want you to understand the value of your dollar. So today's discussion is all about to motivate you in making the right decisions and getting your mojo back when it comes to your money. Yeah, you got to get your power back. You need money, and you need it right now. I know I do. You got a great income-producing idea, or someone came to you with a business opportunity. Because you have been scammed before, you can't decide what's best. Therefore, you revert back to the old self and continue to let your ideas, dreams, creativity to go to waste. You stay in the mode of procrastination, and that is not good for you or those who are around you. We have with us today this awesome woman who you get to hear every week when you tune in when we are in our money expert section. We call her the Authentic Money, Ray Jenkins. She is here live this morning to help you and I, to help us all, we family, right, get our money motivation back. We need to get motivated. We need to understand the power of money and what God designed it for us to do. So I would like for you to get your pens and your notepads and come on now. Let's get it going with Radio Angel taking us higher. We'll be back.
Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air.
Oh, I love that. I love God. What's up with you? I was listening to this video, and this just came up on Radio Angel, reference to a baby, a young girl. She was at the doctor's office, and she was like, "You don't love God?" Little girl, she had to be like 5 or 6 years old. So maybe I'll find it and put it up when Voices of Hope. That's right, fans. If you are not connected with us on Facebook, go to the Morning Glory Ivy or Hope is our radio station, and we each day link up with you, and we just have dialogue and have some fun. You also have an opportunity to post your thoughts for today, any questions that you might have concerning the show, what's going on around you in your neighborhood, so that we can get it out there to the rest of the world. That's how we do. All righty, again, welcome to the show, and this is your host, Minister Kim. Amen. A few weeks ago, we had our co-host. That's my girl. She calls herself the fill-in, but she don't even know she's my co-host. She is my sister in the Lord, the quarterback. Tanya Russ was here, and her Radio Angel held it down. Amen. They had an exciting weekend. A couple of weeks ago, Radio Angel came out with her all-time favorite, I Love It, P.I.P. Rock. Had an awesome event. Y'all got to get connected. Y'all got to get connected. She's going to tell you all about P.I.P. Rock with the women and just what she did. And if you missed the New York style, then we're going to have to come to your neck of the woods in 2016. I'm just throwing it out there. Amen, because she does some awesome stuff. Amen. When women get together, even men, when we get together with Radio Angel at any of her events, things just happen. It's just a domino effect. But let's get back to what we're talking about today, right? All righty. I just wanted to put that in there because I love my sister, Radio Angel. She is truly the bomb, and she's doing her stuff too. Amen. And we want to promote her, let you know what Radio Angel does besides produce radio shows. All right, so it gets better when you manage your money. I told you we have a phenomenal woman here today, but I want to talk about this because it's very important that you and I understand where we are heading as we are closing out 2015. This is something that we all need to do. I looked this up. It says, "Will God make me prosperous and wealthy? Why do people have money problems even when they are serving God? Why hasn't God answered my prayers to get out of debt? Where does it say God will prosper me?" We got so many questions. Well, one of the things that I really truly believe is that you got to understand the concept of money. You got to tune into wisdom when it comes to money. I believe us as a people have failed in that area because we don't understand how money has been designed to work for us. Amen. And we should not be in debt. We are in debt by choice. So I'm going to put it out there. You and I will be in debt or are in debt because it's a choice. It's the decisions that you have made. Now, I'm not an expert, but guess what? I've had my ups and downs when it comes to money. I paid off my bills and then ran up my credit cards again. And I'm like, why am I in this cycle once again? It's truly because of the choices. Am I being a good steward over my money? Nah, I definitely wasn't. So we have with us our authentic money. Ray Jenkins. Ray Jenkins is all about educating and empowering you. She is building a tribe of superwomen that are over the disappointment, frustration, and stress from their money results. She comes out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Woo, I will be there on Tuesday. Oh, Ray, we got to look up. We got to hook up. We got to hook up while I'm there. I'm coming down to North Carolina. I love North Carolina. I'm not moving, y'all. Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. I'm still going to be here in New York. But it's really time for us to get our finances in order. It's time for us to change on how we look at money and how we spend money. So with further ado, Radio Angel, can you cue our guest in this morning? What's up, Ray Ray?
Morning.
Good morning, girl. Good morning, girl. Something about the Southern people, they have this energy no matter what time of day it is. They're like, good morning. How are you? Have a wonderful day.
I don't know if it's so much about me being Southern as it has to do with God saying be ready in season and out of season.
Yes, that's right.
You just
gotta
be ready to turn on when it's time to turn on. And everybody's turning up, but sometimes you just got to turn on.
Yes, yes, yes. How you doing?
I'm good this morning. Part in my throat. I've got this irritation going on, so it might have you guys thinking that I'm still asleep, but no, I'm wide awake, as you can hear from my energy. I just got a little irritation going on.
Well, we know this is this change in the weather and these allergies and all these upper respiratory issues going on. So we can hear you. That's the important thing, right? We can hear you, and I know you have a wealth of information to share with us as we talk about money motivation. And I put this out there in the green room. A lot of times we have our ideas, and I believe God gives us ideas. He gives us the creativity power, but a lot of times we are afraid to pursue it because either we don't have the money necessarily to get the starter kit, or we have come into contact with other business individuals who are in the same realm of where we want to go, and we ask for advice. And because they know that we are new, you know, we new babes in business or amateurs, we seem to now connect with another amateur, but they tell us that they're the expert, that they've been in business for a long time, they know how it works, so they tell you all these, you know, get-rich scams, and you're open to it. You're open to it. I know I fell for it. I don't know about y'all who's listening, so I'm not even going to put it on you. I'm going to put it on myself. And what begins to happen is that when another opportunity comes, whether it's another idea that God has given you or there's a business opportunity that you hear about, you revert back to the old thoughts, the old behaviors, and the old experience that you have dealt with in the past, and you allow your ideas, dreams, creativity to go to waste. You know, that procrastination spirit that I fell into, I don't know about anybody else, but, hey, we all have. Let's just be honest. Let's be honest. We need to be farther where we are today, and a lot of times we are not pursuing after the things of God. What he has for us is because we're in that state of procrastination, or we've been hurt and we don't know what to do. So we just got this money, amen, and we don't know what to do with it. So today, I hope that you can help us out. Matter of fact, I know you'll be able to help us out. You're going to give us a gleam of help, authentic money, Ray Jenkins. Help us to get our mojo back. Help us to be more creative. Help us to get a drive. Help us to get a hunger for the ideas, those business ideas that we need to get out so that we can flourish and have an overflow, that we can not only help our loved ones, but we can help those in our communities as well. I believe that God blesses us not just for ourselves, but also for others. So I'm going to decrease, and you can just take the floor. Let's go. I'm ready to drop my mic today.
Okay. Okay, well, a couple of things. I was thinking that this would be more like Q&A, but like I said, I'm turned on. So I'm just going to go with the thoughts that you had and run with that. And it's so interesting that you bring that up, because I think I've almost got a story for every story. I've always got something to share because I've experienced so much. And like you, I was introduced to multi-level marketing, network marketing, and I had a very daunting experience. And it was in a company and with an organization that I absolutely loved. And, I still use the product to this day. And, some things happened. I got to see how people were, and, I saw the lives behind the smiles. And like you said, people are introduced as an expert. But when you get to know, once you get inside, you realize they don't know no more than you, all those kind of things. And unfortunately, there is a lot of, manipulation and seduction that's attached to that. But the good news is those opportunities are still, those companies and those opportunities are still very credible. It's just the leader. And that's really what you've got to be mindful of, the leader, the person that's approaching you. That's the very first thing that I would say, and it's something that you talked about, being mindful, someone approaches you and they're offering you an opportunity to research that person, get to know a little bit more about their character and those kind of things, because that's what happened with me. It gave me a very bad taste in my mouth too, because the person who introduced me was someone I absolutely trusted, but the person that she introduced me to was a wolf. And before I realized that that person was a wolf, I had already introduced the people who trusted me to that wolf. And so as a result, I was just kind of like, I'm not touching that. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I can't, because people want to be upset with me. And what it really does is, like you talked about, how it kind of, well, you didn't use these words, but what I'm saying is it interrupts your money flow, because what it does is it creates an internal conflict, and, we call them money blocks. So now you've got this money block because your true source of income, because, I'm big on that, Minister Kim, that God is our source, and, our jobs, our businesses, our spouses, and whoever else, our pensions, all those things, our government, they're all resources. So God is our true source of income, and those things are resources for income. Yet, when these opportunities are presented, let's say something that we've been kind of scorned by, then when our true source is saying to us, this is the avenue that I want you to take, this is the avenue that I'm providing for you, that will produce the income for you, like you were saying, you'll resist it, you'll reject it. And interestingly enough, and I'm just going to be super transparent on this call today because that's how I roll.
That's right.
What I like to do. It's what I like to do. And so I posted on Facebook because you said, research people that that's trying to influence you. So, let me just put that out there. I posted on social media about a week or two ago that, I have to restructure my entire life, because life as I've known it is now over. Everything that I've done or that I was involved in, God has just kind of like removed it, shut it down, just kind of turned me away from it. And the reason why is because of John 15, where he does the pruning. he does the pruning, because everything is all about levels. It's all about where God needs us to be and why he needs us to be there. Why is he putting us in position? Why, you know, he puts us in position so that we can influence. And if we're in that position and we're supposed to influence, then we, as influencers, we're always concerned about, well, what about me?
Uh-huh.
What about my money? Like, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to handle this, that, or the other? And I think in that element that God is teaching us more and more as Christian people, as the body, to rely on him and remember that he is the source. And so, you know, contracts that I've had and all those kind of things, like he was kind of letting me know that these contracts were going away. He let me know in advance. You know, the Bible says the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And so he was letting me know that these things were going away. And I was just like, okay. And being the responsible person that I've grown to be, because, you know, I've had a lot of crash and burns. Being the responsible person that I've grown to be, I immediately started asking, okay, well, what am I supposed to do now as I'm in transition to, you know, to handle my responsibilities? Because not only do I need income replacement, I also need an income increase because my expenses have increased. And here's that's a nugget, Kim, that I really want to drop right there, because a lot of times, people are, teaching us to scale back. And I am the total opposite. My thing is, no, God is a supplier. God is a provider. And so if I'm living life on a certain level and he's about progression, then why do I have to scale back if I'm, you know, and the answer is because I'm only looking to my ability. But if I'm looking to him and I'm relying on him to be who he says that he is, which is a supplier of my every need and a provider, and you know, when I talk about my expenses, it's not stupid stuff. It's legitimate expenses. Legitimate expenses. And so, you know, he's the supplier of my need. I need those expenses to be covered, okay? So, you know, I think that that's really important, you know, and I hope, you know, that, you know, those that are listening, they kind of get that. You know, start putting, you know, God places, you know, how they say God places our feet to the fire. You know, sometimes you got to place God's feet to the fire. You got to call him on who he says that he is. You've got to prove him. You know what I'm saying? You've got to prove him and, you know, allow him to show himself strong on our behalf. So getting back to what I was saying, and so, you know, I said that I was asking, I was praying about it or whatever, wasn't really getting any answers, and I was pushing the date out, because I know that I had a little more control over when the contract was going to end than I did. So God was just like, no, this is my timeline, and that contract ends now. So he had them shut the contract down, opposed to me. I had already come up with my date, but they ended, you know, over a month earlier. And so, you know, and then there were other things that I was doing that were income generating for me that those doors closed as well. Just like it just dried up. You know how Elijah that was at the brook? And that was the place, the brook was the place that God was sustaining him and providing for him. And then the brook, it dried up, and God told him, get on your way. You know what I'm saying? And so, the brook just dried up. And so, I went on a retreat, and, you know, I got a little refreshed, and, you know, I felt like I could hear. I came back from the retreat, and I prayed again, and I said, okay, God, you know, I need to hear clearly from you. I've got a whole bunch of, because I've been building and branding, you know, one of my businesses that wasn't producing income, and I was okay with that because I had other things that was producing income. I was just really focused on building it up and, you know, building that brand. And so I said, I've got these different avenues that can produce income for me, but I don't have time to try this and try that. I need to hear from you specifically, directly, which vehicle do I use right now to produce income for me so that I don't go under? Well, he answered me very, very clearly. And I mean, like, as audibly as you can hear me, I heard it as audibly as I can hear me, if you can hear me. And when he said it, when he answered me, and this will answer the question that you asked, why am I back here? Or why doesn't God get that money to me? Why doesn't God prosper me? This will answer the question. When God gave me the answer, it was to a multi-level marketing company. And immediately I gave him resistance. Immediately. Because of my past experience. And so when I realized that I was giving him resistance, I had to humble myself. Because this is what's true, Kim. I asked him the question. He didn't ask me. I asked him, where will this income come from? And he answered my question. When he answered my question, I resisted him. Why? Because it's not what I would have done. But who's the source of my income, Minister Kim? He is.
Hallelujah. When we come back, the question is, do money marketing companies work for you? We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Community Development with your host today, Minister Kim, and our guest, Authentic Money, Ray Jenkins, right here on the Morning Glory. We'll be back.
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it. Delicious. I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first. Water helps us stay alive. Have some water, give me five. I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free. Water washes out the bad stuff. Water washes in the good.
Water is the best choice all the time for kids of every age.
Learn more at ZuberTubers.com.
Welcome back. Woo-hoo! This is your girl, Minister Kim, and I'm having a wonderful time with you and our guest this morning, Ray Jenkins, which we identify as our authentic money. She is definitely doing her thing. She gave us some good wisdom about the multi-marketing companies. I just want to ask you this. Oh, Ray, is it worth connected to a multi-money marketing company? I know that there are so many out there. You got Avon. There were some that I was in. I'm trying to think of the name, but I have Senior Moment right about now. But there were companies that I got involved in, whether it was insurance, whether it was, money leverage. And I was like, in this company, I was like, okay, I'm going to make all this money. Oh, it was a credit. There we go, financial credit. And I got into this company. It was a multi-level company. I got into Noni, which was the drink. And I'm looking at those who have made it out. I mean, millionaires, they show you the photos, you know, they show you what the success stories. But once I got in it, it seemed that it was really hard to sell the product, but yet every month I had to buy into the product. Do money marketing companies really work? Oh, when they come out and invite you, they like, they already got the money and it's gone, so you're going to struggle. Let's be real. I don't know what you think. That's true.
Yeah, let's be real. To answer your question, yes, they absolutely do. The problem that I find is that when, back to money motivation, I use the illustration of how one of my money authentically coaching clients, how she was, she had a money block, and we had to identify what was going on. And as we were talking through some things, one of the things that we realized, clearly understood money motivation, was she was involved with this this network marketing company that sold jewelry, and mm-hmm. she was complaining about the group. You know, she wasn't making any money, and you know, they always wanted her on a call. They wanted to come to this and that, and every time she would come, you know, or get on the call, it was like, you know, this money, this, and make this money, and you got to make this money, and this is our quota, and these are our goals, and you know, that kind of thing or whatever. And what we identified that day was that money was not her motivation. Money, the need, because she had a need for money, and, you know, she likes jewelry, you know, she was attracted to the opportunity. So because the people that were her upline and sideline, because they were money motivated and she was not money motivated, their language, their verbiage was all about money, getting these numbers, meeting these quotas, you know, those kind of things. And so it was demotivating her. Could she have made good money within that opportunity with that business? Absolutely, because the playing field is leveled for everyone. But they present these opportunities to you saying it's so easy. No, it's not easy. It's just been made simple, because every company has a system in place. And when they, you know, they try to plug you into these systems, and when you go through the system, the systems will help you to get to where you need to be financially. But beyond the system, and this is what I do, you know, dealing with your money mindset, I don't care what system you're plugged into. Like you said, even if they did start making the money, I've seen people get involved with these companies, plug into the system, when, you know, they went from not being able to put gas in their car to making $20,000 a month in under a year. But they got so big-headed because they were making that $20,000 a year that they left that company, they left that system, and they went somewhere else thinking that they were the deal, and they totally flopped and went back to not being able to put gas money in their car because their mindset wasn't proper. It wasn't them that got them paid that way. It was the system. So, yes, these companies, they do really work. And as one of the things that, you know, under Money Authentically, one of the services that I provided was tax preparation. I've had a successful tax prep business for a decade now. And so even though I was not doing multi-level marketing, every tax client that I got that did not have a self-employed business, or, you know, especially the ones who had a higher income, I would always encourage them to look into a network marketing company. I always encourage them to do that. And I have very good people, resources to connect them to people that I trusted, people that I knew had, you know, that were leaders of integrity and that wouldn't just be telling people stuff, so, you know, because they were just trying to meet a quota, you know. And so, yes, I'm a huge advocate of multi-level marketing companies, network marketing companies, but I also think that you have to use wisdom and, you know, especially the timing of your life, because, again, you need the money. The client that I was talking about, she needed money. And, you know, she would, I don't know that God told her to go and start selling this jewelry, but because she needed money and somebody introduced this opportunity to her, and they made it seem like it was so easy, she got involved so that she could make some quick money. But let's reference the Elijah story once again. If that's not the brook that God led you to, then it's going to dry on you anyway. It's going to be dry or it's going to get dry, one of the two. So if someone is, you know, network marketing, just because you have a money need and that's a quick way for you to generate income, it may not be the way that God has for you right now. Maybe at some other point, maybe not at all. And maybe this is the time. But it really comes down to what I was saying about my own story, that
when you are in need of money, you go to your source. And your source has to commit it to our success, our provision, our prosperity, our progression. He has to give us instructions. And he will tell us, just like he told Elijah, he will tell us where we need to be, where that, you know, to get that money. We don't have to figure out how I'm going to get this money. We go ask, and he'll tell you. Now, again, back to what I was saying and concluding my story, that when he tells us, we offer resistance because it's not what I would do. It wouldn't have been my choice. Well, mm-hmm. clearly your choice isn't working either. So mm-hmm. you may as well go with his choice because the Bible says he leads us in the way that we should go. He leads us on paths that bring honor to his name. So if you are in need of income and you're in need of money and he says, okay, I want you to work for this company, then number one, you're not even supposed to be looking to the company or the opportunity to supply the need because it's just the vehicle that he's using. You've always got to remember, we've always got to remember that he is supplying the need. He's only using this vehicle. He's only using this resource, and he'll use whatever resource that he has. So let me take this into mothers okay. that stay at home with their children. Now, right. this might sound a little far-fetched and is, you know, kind of off of our topic, but I think this is really, really important for those mothers who are listening who are forcing themselves to be out here in the hustle to get uh-huh. that money, okay? Mother, I really want to encourage your heart that the Bible says a man who doesn't work doesn't eat. It doesn't uh-huh. say a man who doesn't have a job doesn't eat. Please understand, mother, that being a mother is work. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? That is work. And because God is your source of income, your true source of income, because you have to be home with your children, don't think less of yourself. Don't think that you're not out here, you know, you're not going to be able to pay the bills, and you're not going to be able to do this, that, or the other. He knows where the money is for you, okay? I hope you get that, mother. Get beyond the guilt, the condemnation of being home with your children. I'm going to tell you from my own experience that not only, you know, self-employment opportunities, but even bridge jobs where I just needed to cover me from November to January to get into my tax season, God always provided for me that I was able to be home with my daughter and for my daughter. So I was not just a stay-at-home mom. I was a work-from-home mom, but I was definitely a stay-at-home mom. So he is our source of income. Y'all hear me? I'm hyped, right? So he is our source of income, and he will provide and supply. But, again, it goes back to the trusting. We're conditioned that if I don't get out and make it happen, if I don't do this, and, you know, if it's not by the work of my hands, you know, then I'm not going to get it. It's not going to happen. He's not going to give it to me. But, again, it's about our assignment. What has he given you to do? Because that is the work. That is the work. Whatever he's assigned us to. So if that assignment is being home, your child, because your child is only 2 months, 6 months, 2 years old, and whatever the case may be, God knows where you need to be, why you need to be there, when you need to be there. And not only does he know, he's also, as he gives you the assignment, we always say it, provision for the vision. If he gives you the assignment, he is responsible to supply you with what you need. So, again, instead of us placing the demand on our businesses, placing the demand on our jobs to meet our financial expectations and needs, we have to place that demand on God's supply so that he can give us what it is that we need. So, girl, I'm about to drop the mic. And
let me tell you, I am enjoying it. We went from network marketing, money-level marketing, and to empowering the stay-home moms. And I'm going to add that, empowering the stay-home dads, because sometimes it's not always the moms that are doing it. We got some dads that are staying home, and they are being the mom in the house. So we want to encourage you as well. No matter how you do it, you're doing it because you know that this season in your life, you need to be home to take care of your babies. Amen. And truth be told, if you got those small ones, honey, daycare is very expensive. When you think about it, it's cheaper to stay home with your children these days.
Yes.
It's cheaper. Exactly. It's crazy. So when we get back, I want to talk about bridge the jobs, bridging the gap. I love that when you talk about that bridge job that's seasonal, because a lot of times we look at those who are seasonal employed. The negative, but that's an awesome opportunity to take that seasoned job until that right job, that right career, that right idea is going to be birthed. And everything is in God's time. And we'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Today is Minister Kim, your host, and our guest today, Authentic Money, Ray Jenkins. We'll be back. Wherever you are, whether you in the beauty parlor, the barber shop, whether you in the kitchen frying up that bacon, whether you at that dining table eating with your family, you need to say, it's working for my good. Amen. Every experience that I've encountered is working for my good. Next time, amen, I make a decision concerning my money, concerning my future, I know that my past is going to help me make the right decision because I've experienced that before. I've experienced that injury before. I know what to look for now. The Bible lets us know in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." God wants you to hope. He wants you to believe in him. He does not want you to get discouraged. Amen. Before we left for our commercial, I thank Ray Jenkins for just putting it out there for all those who are just make homes, entrepreneurs, amen. You know, they call them the homemakers, amen. You're doing what you need to do, amen. That assignment is necessary, amen, to take care of your family. And while you're home, God's going to give you some awesome ideas, amen. You just got to take your vision and birth it, amen. You got to activate what God has given you. Trust whatever God has given you. I don't care if someone did it, but guess what? The way you do it is going to be authentic, amen. The who that you're going to connect with, they need your product. They need your ideas. They need your information. They need you to do what you need to do. So God makes no mistakes. Just do it. Just do it. You'll feel it. You'll know it. You'll know that this is it. This is for me. And you won't get weary. Because you have passion for it. You have passion. You'll want to continue to do it and do it and do it until God says, okay, let's take this to another level. Or let's expand this to something else. But that everything is all underneath the same umbrella. Amen? So I thank you for that. So I know I said to you, Ray, when you talk about bridge jobs, are you talking about those seasonal jobs that, like right now, they have seasonal employment. Some of our, you know, our young people, like I always talk about my young people because I love my young people. You know, they're coming out of college right now for the holidays, and they already applying right now for the seasonal jobs, whether it's at a retail store, a fast change. It's seasonal because, you know, that there's a flux of incoming clients, amen, that want the business. So you have Macy's, Lord, all these stores, amen, that will be hiring, and they clearly say this is a seasonal, this is a short-term position to get you, you know, through the holidays, amen. You might want to make some extra money to buy extra gifts. So is that what you're saying when you talk about that bridge job?
Oh, yeah, that, you know, those are possibilities. I remember this was many, many years ago, but I got a job as a server at a Cheesecake Factory at Tyson's Mall. And it was God opening a door for me, and he gave me so much favor because my daughter was working at the mall that was, if they had Tyson's 1 and Tyson's 2. I don't remember exactly which one I was in, but she was in the opposite. And, you know, because we had to meet, we only had one car at the time, and she would have to, you know, come and meet me after work and, you know, those kind of things. And I had a manager there that, you know, God had just given me so much favor with. And, you know, she would feed my daughter, let my, you know, have my daughter sitting over in the section and made sure that my daughter got whatever meal she wanted off the menu and while her mama was working and, you know, everything. I've had jobs where it gave me such time, freedom, and flexibility that, you know, I was able to even with my daughter and go and take care of this, that, or the other, and then come back to the job. And I mean, it's when God is in it, it's what you need. And so that's why we have to be very specific and very intentional with him about what we need, placing that demand on his supply about what we need, because what I needed more than income was flexibility. I needed time flexibility so that I would be able to be there for my daughter when she needed me. Now, granted, as a mother, I didn't always know when she was going to need me. So right. I needed flexibility. And so a lot of times we're going to God and we're just saying, oh, I need money. Well, sometimes you got to be a little more descriptive than that. You got to be a little more direct in that, because God is not only strategic, he's specific. He, you know, he's detailed. And you need to go to God with details. And, you know, that's what lands a lot of people in. We're talking about bridge jobs, but a lot of times people get into situations out of desperation.
Right.
It doesn't have to be that. You know, you don't, God will and he does supply. And so because we're out of desperation, we're just like, oh, I need the money. And, you know, I need the money. I got to get this money. I got to have some money. But it's so much bigger than that. Yes, I did have to have money because I was a single parent. Well, I still am. But at the time, you know, my daughter's no longer in my household. But, you know, at the time, I was a single parent and everything was on me. If I didn't get this bread, we didn't have no bread, okay?
Right.
And so
you know, because everything was on me, you know, I had to have that flexibility because God called me to the carpet. It's one of my stories that I haven't shared with everybody. I mean, well, you know, not just community, that how I used to be an awful mother. I used to be an awful mother. I'm an excellent mother now by God's grace, and, you know, and for many, many years. But God called me to the carpet and told me, you need to be a mother to your daughter. Well, I thought I was.
Right, Think I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? At least I was doing what I knew to do. I was modeling what was modeled for me. And but when he did that, I knew, once again, our instruction, our assignment. I knew that my little girl, I call her little girl, that little girl was my assignment. So everything was based around her, everything. So with her being my assignment, God kept providing for me what I needed to complete that assignment. So let's take it to an employer situation. You go and you start a job, right? Your employer, they put out an ad. They say, we want somebody to come and fill this position. You go apply. They give you the position. When you come to work to start that position, the desk is there. The computer is there. Sometimes the company car is there. The pens are there. The paper clips are there. Everything that you need to complete your assignment is there. It's no different with God. When he places us on assignment, he has to provide us with what we need to be obedient to him. That's
right. That's right.
Obedience is better than a sacrifice.
Yes.
We're so worried, and that's where the desperation comes from. We're so worried. We're so stressed. How am I going to pay this? How am I going to do this? How am I going to? And it's just like we might not always know the how immediately, but we know who will. You know, and that's where the trust comes in. We've got to trust him. We've got to trust the minister, Kev.
Right, and you know, when we talk about trust, I believe we have trust factors because of the hurt that we have gone through, whether it's immediate or whether if it's extended from our church family. So we don't trust. And then you're talking about, how do I trust God when I don't see him? Well, God is omnipresent, and you do see him. You see the works of God. Amen. And when you learn how to pray and seek the face of God, when you draw near to God, he will draw near to you, and he will reveal himself. How do I know that? I know that out of Moses' story, when Moses went up to the mountain, when they had a dialogue, they were having this relationship, and Moses began to inquire about the appearance of God, and God began to reveal himself to Moses. I know that from my own personal experience with God. So you have to build a relationship with anything else, whether it is a platonic relationship, a marriage, whether it's siblings, whether it's a business partner. You have to build a relationship. You have to get to know one another. And the reason why we don't lean towards God and we follow our own understanding, because there's a barrier, there's an issue concerning trust.
Right.
And when we don't trust God, we don't trust him with the decisions that he wants to make for our lives, which he already made out for us. So then when we talk about, why am I in debt, why are these ideas, and my creativity is not flourishing, when God tells us that we should both be multiplied, right? We be fruitful, multiply. He's just not talking about with babies and generation to generation, but in everything that you do. Even when he talked to Abraham, he told Abraham to go out and search the land, and wherever your foot lands on, claim your territory. We're supposed to own land. We're supposed to have the houses. This is what was said back then over 2,000 years ago. But because we lack the trust, so we have to pray. We want to pray for you today that you will build a trusting relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, our Lordship, so that when you hear his voice, you know to act on it. Amen? You know when God says go and do it, you're going to do it. You're going to see the fruits of your labor. You're going to see it, because let me tell you, when we are broke, busted, and disgusted, that is not the will of God. God always makes provision for us. He's always going to take care of your needs. But I'm in a season, I want my surplus. I want my surplus. right? I don't want to live, okay, just, okay, God, you gave me my necessarily needs, but where is the extra? Because I know I got extra in the bank. I know there's rewards for me. I know there's blessings for me. But what am I not doing to open up that gift?
Right.
You know what, with you. Kim,
uh-huh. Yes, and, you know, just to piggyback off of what you were saying, you know, like you'll see the fruits of your labor. Let me really, really quickly, you know, wrap up what I was saying about my own personal story, and that is once he told me, the company, that he wanted me to reacclimate, to be a part of, and I gave him that resistance, and I realized that I resisted him. I humbled myself and I said, you know what, God, forgive me. I realized that I'm offering you resistance, and you didn't ask me. I asked you, and that was your answer to me. So I don't like it. I'm just being I was like, I don't like it. I don't understand it. It definitely wouldn't have been my choice, but by faith, I'm going to receive this. I'm going to receive it. And so it didn't make sense to me, because I knew with, you know, just another vehicle, you know, just one or two clients, and boom, it's finished and done. But this is something that I would literally have to start from scratch. And so I was just, what I said by faith, okay. And so as I said that, I started getting excited about it. You know, I didn't understand. I started asking questions, and, you know, I started connecting with people. I started reacclimating myself with the, you know, with the company, and I was always using the product, as I said, always loved the product and would tell people about the product even when I wasn't making a commission off of it, because that's how much I love it and believe in it. And so I just wanted to share that to say that when you recognize, you know, how the story of the man who had the son who would throw himself in the fire, and he took the son to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't do anything. And then when he brought the son to Jesus, he said, you know, if you can do anything, you know, and Jesus was like, well, what you mean? What you mean if? You know, this is what I do.
Right.
Said, you know, if you can do anything, the man had unbelief, and he confessed that. God, I believe. Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief.
Yes.
So we all have unbelief. Because when God said that to me, I didn't believe that would work. Let's keep it real. I didn't believe that would work, but help my unbelief. Because you said it, it has to work. Because you said it, it has to work. So help my unbelief. We definitely got to trust him, and that's how we can start, by asking him, God, help my unbelief. You know,
right.
And acknowledge the fact that you have this unbelief, because we all do. Unbelief doesn't mean you're not in faith. The man had faith. He took his son to them. You understand what I'm saying? He had faith. He just had some unbelief, and that unbelief would continue to prevent him from receiving from God. That's why when he said to Jesus, if you can do anything, that was unbelief. I know that you can do it, but will you do it for me?
Right.
You follow me? And so he's like, help my unbelief. And Jesus, as you know, I'm going to say this really quick, Jesus didn't rebuke him for having unbelief. He demonstrated.
Yeah.
To rid him of the unbelief, he demonstrated. So get beyond the guilt and the shame and the condemnation of having unbelief. It doesn't mean that you're not in faith. It simply means that there's something blocking, there's something that the enemy is using to interrupt your money flow. And all you've got to do is take it to Jesus and say, help my unbelief. He can identify it, help you get through it, and then get you on to producing that money. Now I've officially dropped my mic.
Because I already dropped my mic, okay? I've definitely dropped my mic here. Because God is speaking in the house today. Amen?
Amen.
We talk about a gleam of hope when we talk about inspiring you. And really what she was telling us is that we have to acknowledge the challenges that we deal with every day. When we talk about breaking the curses, the generational curses and the bondage when it comes to our money, and getting a understanding understanding, gaining wisdom of money and how to utilize our money so it benefits us. Amen? You know, then we have to ask God to help us with our unbelief. Help God to help us believe in Him and trust Him in all of His ways, not our ways, because in our ways, we get stuff twisted. But if we just allow God to take us by His hand, guess what? We'll be a better creature. We're going to have more stuff than what we had last year. Amen? This year is almost over. So I'm talking about 2014. I'm talking about right now, then going into 2016. You can have the stuff that you want. Amen? But first, you got to get the right understanding of who God is in your life and how He's going to make it work for you. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Point for Hope. It gets better when you learn how to manage your money.
It's a new season. And it's a new day. Praise anointing. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say this is fresh. It's flowing my way.
Voices of Hope. Welcome back. This is your host today, Minister Kim, and our special guest is our money expert, Authentic Ray Jenkins, just showing us how to manage our money, how to get our mojo back, how to be what God called us to be. We are discussing ways to motivate you in the right direction and getting your mojo back. You need money and you need it now, right now, immediately. It's a 911 call for some of us. You have got a great income producing idea, or someone came to you with a business opportunity because you have been scammed before. You can't decide what's best. Therefore, you revert back to the old self and continue to let your ideas, dreams, creativity go to waste. Not today, because Authentic Money Ray Jenkins has been empowering us. She's been giving us that gleam of hope to give us that energy, that drive, that motivation back. And I need you to take all your pens and notebooks that you wrote in, all these ideas, the pitches or the vision, and get them out today. I know it's Halloween. When the kids stop knocking the door, ignore the knocks. And guess what? Get into that secret place. Open up that stuff. Get a new book and say, hey, I'm going to take this out. I'm going to take this out. Put your books together and make one book and start journeying. Start doing what you need to do so that we can hear about the new you, the better you, the new person that God wanted you to be from the very beginning. And I do believe, I said it earlier, I'm saying it again just to remind you, that all things work together for the good and for the love of God. It is going to work out for your good. Before we leave today, I want you to understand that there comes principles. And one of the principles I'm just going to reiterate that I believe that Ray Jenkins that you gave us is trust. Trust God and trust yourself. The other individuals that's on the sideline between you directly getting the information from him, you got to give them the door. Too many voices in your head causes confusion. Too many mentors, too many this, too many that. It's too overwhelming. Focus on God. I gave you a scripture. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And then trust what he has given you, what he trusts you in. You got to believe. And then ask God to send the porter, send the people, because now you know where you're going. And once you know where you're going, those other experts, amen, the people that got experience, the people that have told you, I did this, I did that, when they come to you, you'll have a laser discernment. You'll know if they're authentic. You'll know if they're scam artists. You'll know if they season and they craft and they can take you to the acceleration, because God will point them out to you. Am I right, Ray?
Absolutely. Ray, He will definitely point them out to you. He'll let you know. You just can't be afraid. You know,
right.
You got to fine tune your hearing. You know, if you don't hear from God, then that's definitely something you're going to have to work on too. You got to fine tune your hearing so you're knowing his voice, because the Bible does say, my sheep know my voice.
So,
you know, you have to claim that for yourself. If you haven't been hearing God, start speaking that over yourself. You know what? I know the voice of God. I know the voice of God. And that will be training yourself so that you can hear with clarity.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really excited. Can you give us another tip before we go into our next segment? I know you are a busy woman. You are out there promoting what God has given you. We thank you so much for your segments each week here on the radio show. We thank you that you were able to stop by and just be live with us and give our audience opportunity to just convey their questions as well. So can you give us a little tip? Because I believe the first tip that I was that trust thing. That hit me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the power twins, the first tip was to trust, and the second is to obey.
Trust and obey.
And obey, the power twins, because when we consider everything that's happened in the Bible, even when God would speak to his people, whether he was speaking to them directly or through a prophet, when people took action on what he instructed them to do, they got the result. They were obedient. And I love how Jesus' mother said, when he was performing that the miracle of wine, you know, get that wine together for that party, she said, whatever he tells you, do it. Why did she say that? Because she knows that if he speaks it, that a result is going to come as a result of what he said. And so we've got to obey what he said, and that's why we trust first. And that's why I said, okay, you know what, God? I don't like it.
I don't understand
it, but I receive it by faith, you know, and help my unbelief, because I don't believe this will work. And you even got to be honest. So I would say it's triplets. You trust, you obey, and you believe. You trust, you obey, and you believe. Like, you know, you just gotta be like, I don't, I'm gonna receive this by faith because I don't believe that this will work. We've gotta be honest with him. You know, you can't be in faith and faking it. You is the faith or faking it. It's one of the two. But, you know, if you're in faith, you've got to be honest with God, because he already knows, and you're faking it. People say fake it till you make it, but no, you're faking it is what's keeping you from fruition, if we could be completely honest, you know. And so you said fruit of our labor, that faking it is preventing us from the fruit of our labor. So, yes, I would say obey, trust,
and obey. Whatever he says to you, do it, because there is a result on the other side of that word.
Amen. I want to thank you. So the two tips that we are giving you today is trust and obey. Trust and obey. Trust God and obey. And you have to
simple
do that by knowing his voice.
Right?
Yes, simple but profound. We want to thank you so much. And for more information concerning our authentic money raging, because you can always go to her page, www.rageincas.com. We also have put it up. I also go on her Twitter page today, so you can always tweet her, rageincas at authentic money. She has awesome tweets that she'd be putting out there, powerful words for the women. I love you. I appreciate you. And keep doing what God has given you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome show with the one and only Authentic Money, Ray Jenkins. Again, for more information, you can definitely follow her on Twitter, Ray Jenkins Authentic Money. Also, check her out on her website, www.rayjenkins.com. She's always on Facebook, amen, Ray Jenkins. And we definitely have her in our community, the Morning Glory, IVO Hope. When we come back, we won't leave this way without celebrating those who had a birthday. We'll be back with our birthday wishes on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.immeuniversity.com. And let's let the world know that we are here.
That's right. Check out every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I Am Me, our girl, inspirational Kimberly Arrington. And today at 11 a.m., I already put it up on our page, Man Talk 101. They were definitely here early this month. Yes, they rocked at PIP as they had their relationships with their chocolate. I missed it. But I thank God. I thank God for Radio Angel. Amen, with the PIP woman, what she's doing there. And we definitely going to allow her to come on. But before that, we definitely want to give you a birthday shout-out for all of you who have celebrated your birthday, all of you have sent in your birthday shout-out for your loved ones, and keep sending them in each month. We definitely want to give them an inspiration of Morning Glory birthday shout-out. We shout-out my nephew, Isaiah Coleman, who turned 23 on Thursday. Dominique Harris, my co-worker's daughter, turned 17. Today is her birthday. Yvette King Facy, a longtime friend. Amen. We go all the way back to Bronx Community. She's celebrating her birthday. I ain't going to tell you her age. And Angela Williams, amen. Raquel Jones and Rosalind Morey, all of you who have sent in a request, we want to appreciate you. We love you. And happy birthday. Radio Angel, let's do it the Morning Glory style. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. From our hearts to yours, we wish you a happy birthday here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be back. before we let you go today, I need to share with you what's coming up in our community every third Saturday of the month, Kingdom Life Temple, which is located at 3030 Bedford Park here in the Bronx. They open up their doors at 11 a.m. to serve their community. What? They serve them food. They serve them bags of goodies. They serve them whatever they need. We know that the winter months are coming. We got coats, good coats, boots, whatever you need. You can definitely stop by the pantry and pick it up. That's every third Saturday of the month. The line be long, but guess what? It's worth it. It's always an opportunity to bless someone and also to share about Jesus Christ. So we are grateful for our leaders allowing us to open up the doors once a month to give to those who are in need. And don't forget December, date in mind, December 3rd, Chief Mother, the Vision Board herself is hosting a vision board party here in New York. For more information, go to www.lucindacross.com. And don't forget, at 11 a.m., tune in to Man Talk 101 with inspirational beauty, Kimberly Arrington, and the man of the hour, Vincent K. Harris, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So just go to I Am The Radio, and guess what? You will definitely hear what he has to say to you. I love him. I love him. That's my mentor. And if you don't have a church family, I always say that here we invite you to join us. So those who listen in and you are connected to a church, you have a church covenant, you might not be in the area where we are, but guess what? We have listeners around the globe who listen in. And guess what? They might be visiting or living your area. So email us at hope@themorningglory.org and send us your church information so that we can broadcast it live here each segment of our show. It's so important that we connect the new covenants and the seasons to a house that's going to give them the meat, the manna that they need to have a fulfillment life. So I'm inviting you tomorrow to join me at Kingdom Life Temple. Again, the address is 3030 Jerome Avenue, right near Bedford Park here in the Bronx, under the leadership of Pastor Thomas S. Cooper and First Lady Annette Cooper. Our hearts go out to you. We love you. We embrace you with the love of the Lord. Service starts at 9:45, but I'm going to ask you to stretch even more and come out early at 8:30. Meet me on my knees in prayer. Early in the show, I said that we got to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. He will tell you what direction you need to go. And that's where you can meet Minister Kim at. I'm always on my knees because I know that I got to keep a relationship with God because I don't know everything, but he does. Amen. So join me at 8:30 in the morning for prayer. Immediately after prayer, we go on to a worship service. I promise that we will get you out early so that you can enjoy the rest of the day with your family. That's to our segment of In the Hood. And if you have any information that you believe will be impeccable for us, give us your information, and we will definitely put it out there. You can email us at hope@themorningglory.org. We'll be back.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
let out my dreams so I can be what he meant for me.
Before I die, I gotta
love my enemies. Ooh. Forgive the past and set them free. So I can bring up the things that are the best thing God has for me. He is for me, not just for you. Ow. I have to learn what I've been through. I can't go through that way again. Be hurt by you that way again.
friend, hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
Keep topic. Dun-dun-dun. How to deal with difficult people, love. So, VK, we got to go ahead and throw this to you. What are some ways? You know, how do we deal with difficult people out there?
Okay, I think you guys know that difficult people come in a number of, from a number of different walks of life, is how I should probably mm-hmm. say it. Because mm-hmm. it could be your parents, your siblings, your coworkers, mm-hmm. Police officers.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a number of people just mm-hmm. all throughout life. And, of course, when I think of dealing with difficult people, I make the assumption that many times there's nothing I can do necessarily to get away with interacting with them on a regular basis. So, again, coworkers, family, things like that, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
to me, one of the best ways to deal with difficult people is to, A, meet a need.
Mm-hmm.
Because, obviously, they're being difficult for a number of reasons. However, if I'm meeting the core need that they have at that moment, that means it's more likely than not that they're going to just leave as soon
mm-hmm.
as possible.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, while I'm providing for or meeting their need, I make sure I do it with as much kindness as I could possibly muster. Because eventually I believe my kindness and my love will rub off on them, and then they will now they're less likely to be difficult or to deal with me personally in a difficult way. Of course, they could be their natural state to be a difficult person. We all know people like that. However, when dealing with me personally, I believe my kindness and my love will eventually rub off on them, and they won't be so difficult with me, the individual. How do you deal with them, generalized?
Hey, grand hustle, homie. Yeah, it's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
Okay. Ooh, very powerful from our relationship experts. That was inspirational, Kimberly Arrington and VK Vincent Harris, talking about dealing with difficult people. Not only with the coworkers, it could be people in your own home, it could be people in your community, it could be people in your churches. The best way that I would advise you to deal with them with love and kindness. The Bible says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. God also tells us that we ought to turn the other cheek. I ain't saying be a victim, but I'm just saying to you that you don't always have to fight for yourself. God will fight your battle. You just keep being sweet, loving, and kind, and noble, and God will change the hardness of their heart. Amen. When people are difficult, they're going through something or been through something, and they just don't know how to face it. So what they do is put it on you. It's not for you to handle it. It's their business. But what you can do is be a gleam of hope. Give them some encouraging words. Encourage them. And you be a role model by walking in a gleam of hope, bringing light into a dark situation. I love you, and we appreciate you. Radio Angel, take us to our next segment.
Help me along the way.
never leave a segment without giving you the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is a confession, but before you confess, you have to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. And once you believe that and you're able to acknowledge the Lord, the Savior, the sovereign God to be your God, your Lordship, then you are saved. That's just the first step. The next step is for you to get into a Bible teaching church and get covering your leader, someone who's going to pour in the word in your life. So with that, I want to welcome you to the kingdom if you have confessed and you have claimed that the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, is your Savior. That you come join me tomorrow morning at 8:30 at Kingdom Life Temple here in the Bronx, 3030 Jerome Avenue, right near Bedford Park. Service starts at 8:30 for prayer and immediately follows at 9:45 worship service. You will truly be blessed. Amen. And if you're not in this area, I pray that you will run into someone today and they will invite you to their church. I pray that you received a flyer in your travels or last week, but today it surfaces, and guess what? You will be propelled to go to the house of the Lord tomorrow. Stay connected with God. Allow him to get close to you as you walk this journey. Remember today's topic, it gets better when you manage your money. Two tips that we've given you, authentic ways that you got to trust and you got to obey. Who do you need to trust and who do you need to obey? The Lord Almighty, your creator, your maker. He wants to build an authentic relationship with you, and he wants you to reap all of the goody things that he has given to you. And we love you. We pray for you each and every day. Join us as we continue to go higher in the Lord each week. See you next Saturday, same station, same time, with your host, Minister Kim, family and friends, right here on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time to fly. It's my time. Been waiting for a long time, gotta do it, and won't let nothing hold me down, gotta do it, because I may not get another chance.